Okay. Suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
You call that soggy.
Have you ever
water,
been?
Water standing all the time.
All right, now let's take a big place where there are a lot of animals running around.
You call it a pond, a creek.
Have you ever used swamp land?
Yeah, swamp land. You know, down in the swamps.
Have you ever been down in to this big swamp we have down in Georgia? Pinocchio Swamp?
I ain't never been down there.
I haven't either. All right, the place where salt hay grows along the sea.
Salt hay grows?
Salt hay.
You mean hay with the cows eat?
Yeah. What salt?
But I call it grass.
But it's where it's wet.
Down beside the ditch bank.
Okay, have you ever heard marshland?
Marshland.
Okay. What different kinds of soil do you have in a field?
Well, you have rich soil, dry soil, poor soil.
All right. Suppose it was part sand,
part clay.
Would you have a name for that?
Yeah, sometimes they call it clay land, sand hill.
Have you ever heard loam or gumbo? Loam soil?
Red Hill.
If they are getting water off the marshes, you say they are doing what to
you? Going over what?
The marshes, the marshland. If they're getting water off the marshes.
You mean draining the land off?
Right.
Draining the land off.
Okay. What would you call a thing that you dug?
A well, a ditch.
Okay. Are there other names that you have for it?
They call it well, ditch, a spring, a creek, a stream.
Okay, a shallow arm of a sea, a tidal stream, narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide.
Well, you call that a creek or a river.
Right, okay. A deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
A ditch.
Have you ever heard of ravine?
Yeah, ravine, but you generally call them ditches, you know.
If that has been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or a field, you call that place?
Oh, wash out. Wash out.
Okay. What do you call a small stream of water?
Well, you call it small, it comes from a spring, a spring like a spring of.
Okay, is there anything smaller than that? I think you can fish in them.
Pool?
A little
creek.
Okay. What do you call a very small rise in the land?
You mean a hill?
All right. What do you call it if it's very large, much, much higher than a hill?
What do you mean? In a field?
No, just it's a big, like we have one not too far from us, but it's made out of rock.
Mountain.
Okay. Now, the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp, what do you call that?
Call that shallow part of the mountain, sharp part
when
of the mountain.
When you walk out on it, you know, you say...
Ledge of the mountain.
All right. Have you ever used the term cliff?
Yeah, cliff, right on the cliff of the rock.
Now, up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, what would you call that?
Where the road goes?
Mm-hmm. Up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you would call it...
Flat, a valley?
All right. Have you ever used the term, between the mountains? You know, what
called a tunnel.
Have you ever used the term notch when you're talking about that? Have you ever heard that term?
No, I haven't heard that.
All right. Where boats stop and freight is loaded. Where boats stop and freight
dock. That's a dock. Right. Loading dock. Unloading dock.
What would you call a place where a large amount of water falls a long distance?
Call it a fall or a dam.
A kind of white.